parcel if they wish to.
So when they do home site parcel division, at that time, was it two residences or three parcels, or what allowed them to do three?
Two.
Oh, I thought they created the parcel, the two small parcels, one to the north and one to the south along Fowler Avenue.
So this one, these both were tied together. This is, I'm not sure as to why, but these are both, this one and this one are both tied together for a certificate of compliance.
How were they tied together, though, physically?
I'm not sure why it was, but there was
How were they tied together?
These were all tied together at one point in time because this one was one parcel at one point in time. And subsequently to that, in the 90s, this parcel and this parcel were able to be legalized.
No, but I guess I'm a little confused. You said they're tied together. I mean, were they they weren't adjoining. So how was he able to, you had one 20-acre parcel, and now there's three parcels. Is that correct?
That's correct. So this is one parcel itself currently. This is the proposal to have one parcel here, one parcel here. In the 90s, this was broken off.
Okay.
And this parcel and this parcel were eventually legalized in 2018.
Okay. Going back to that, those two parcels were broken off, correct?
Correct.
So you had three parcels.
Correct.
So they could create three parcels from one using the home site, what do you call it, exemption?
Home site, home site provision.
We'd have to do a little research there. There seems to be some facts not really apparent there. Typically, you only get one home site on a parcel. It may have been done in series. I'm not sure.
Okay, that was my question, because they're not adjoining each other. They're separate parcels on either side. So did you have an overhead we could see in satellite view?
Are there houses there?
There's a house immediately north to it, and there are single-family homes dotted throughout the region, one adjacent to this on the west.
Okay, the one with the circle drive?
That's correct. That's currently owned by the applicant as well.
Is that the small parcel to the north?
That's correct.
Okay. And so if you could outline roughly the parcel that he wishes to create?
Roughly, this sector, he basically wants to break off this home.
And it goes up to the existing house on the south. So it's a little wider than
correct.
That.
So this will be an access easement here.
Okay.
This is essentially breaking off this portion, and this portion will be by itself.
And the avenue for easement is along the...
It's along here.
Right,
that's
there.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I see now. Any other questions of staff?
Just for clarity.
Yeah.
On the parcel. That one. So you're saying the two little parcels, one on the top and one on the bottom, they're linked together. So they're one parcel number, but that's...
So these weren't linked together. This at one point in time was one large parcel.
Yes.
In the 90s, this was Exhibit A, Exhibit B for certificate of compliance. In the 90s, they're still tied together. And essentially, if you're certificate of compliance, if you have to have a minimum of 5 years, you have to have an extraordinary circumstance. You contact the zoning staff, and they may see if there's a way for them to realize the actually legally break it off.
I think
they were able to do that in 2019. That's not what's addressed here. The variance is a different route for them to go through, which is what they're trying to do currently.
Might be when you say they're tied together. Those are two separate, the one that's not part of this application. The two parcels are separate legal parcels.
That's correct,
at this
yes.
time.
That's correct.
They're not adjoining there, but you did clarify that they were created by the same owner back in the 90s.
Correct.
They became legal parcels, but they're separate legal parcels.
That's correct. So they're separate legal parcels. The only parcel that we're focusing on today is this section here.
The remaining 16
remaining section.
Acres.
That's something. Correct.
Does that cover everything, Commissioner Carver?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Quist.
So, again, to make myself clear, the address in question is 11624 South Fowler Avenue, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a home site on that cutout currently that they want to take out, right?
That's correct, yes. This is, so when you say a home site, so there's essentially, it's a home site, but it's a different provision. So
okay,
essentially,
sorry.
You want to create a single-family residence and break it off from the agricultural area. And go, they, in which to go do so, they go through what's called a variance to do so. A home site parcel provision is a different matter that they would be brought up
okay.
to your to your commission.
So if these two were created, the 2.5 and the 14, whatever, right, that would, by right, on the 14, give them single-family residence and another residence for through director's review?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And often we see for variances, this being the case, and typically finding three can't be made because we look at the overall impact and overall density that potentially could be had. In this case, it's not an issue. It's not a city committee issue.
Plus but, another one on the 2.5.
Correct, but that's going through what's going through a different review process, DRA
okay.
process, and that would be that's a different review.
All right.
But yes, to answer your question, the if the larger parcel is broken off, they can have a home constructed by right.
The parcel one that is they're asking to break off already has a house on it, and they are requesting to construct an additional house in that same spot.
No, at this time they're not. But they.
Why does it say that right here? The purpose of the variance is to allow for the creation of a new 2-acre deed parcel. The owner is planning to construct a house on the new 2-acre parcel for her children.
They may be planning to it, and if they do plan it, they have to go through a director's review approval. This is just legalizing that parcel, breaking it away. If they want to do a secondary residence, they have to go through permitting process for that.
So the DRA, entire discretionary purpose permit. Of this variance is actually, that's what it says right here. That's why they're asking.
What? Let's wait for the applicant
okay.
to clarify.
Can I ask staff, though, to clarify this? So can they not legally build two houses on the existing 16 acres because they've done the...
No, every legal parcel, this is its own legal parcel currently. You can build two homes.
Yeah.
You can build one home by right, and you can have a secondary home through a DRA.
So the 16 acres currently, they could build two homes on.
That's correct.
Yes.
If you break this off, this parcel will be, if this is legalized, you can have a by right home, and then you can have a secondary home.
Mm-hmm.
This one could also have a secondary home, but that's not here before you.
Right.
If they wish to do that, they would have to go through a discretionary permit, a DRA, in which to do so. But as time, all they're requesting is to create a parcel.
In building a secondary home, are they restricted to having at least one of the homes larger than 2,000 square feet?
That's correct. So there's a certain size dimension. If it's 2 acres or larger, the secondary home can be 2,000 square feet or greater. If it's less than, if this parcel in question is less than 2 acres, it's just a ratio.
Oh, so. Okay.
But there are certain provisions. I mean, if it's less than 2 acres, there may have to do nitrogen loading analyses, water tests, different things. But the larger area could have one home as large as they want, and the secondary home as the 2,000 square feet.
And maybe we should wait for the applicant
yeah.
then. To
but that's not either before you. That's more of a
yeah.
different issue.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
The applicant, come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Good morning, Elvia, Central Valley Engineering. I am here on the behalf of the owner. And just to clarify, Elliot, can you change it back to our map, please? So, Elvia?
Elvia.
So just to clarify some points, yes, the original land was the rectangle, which the previous owner would stayed with the bottom rectangle, little square, in the light color, and sold the rest of the property to my current client, who stayed with the upper left-hand square of property.
Could we maybe dim the lights a little bit and give her a pointer to show... There you go. And just if you can outline again what you were saying.
So as I was saying, the previous owner to my client owned the entire rectangle. When the previous owner decided to sell, he kept this little square, this little rectangle, and sold this square to my client.
Can I interrupt?
I'm sorry. Yes.
When was that? About what year?
In the 90s.
90s, okay.
82. So they actually kept all this, which then they split this section for them to construct their house. So now them owning, they split out their house, and now they have the 16-acre parcel, which is the dark here. Off of that, they want to split this, which parcel one, which is not, there's no home currently on it. The home of our client, of my client, is sitting here. And on parcel one, there is no home.
What is it?
Could we put that overhead up, and maybe you could identify what is that? Just is there a building there? You see where it, right where the address is, right there.
The red dot is my client's current home. The parcel proposed will be in here.
So
with an easement running through that parcel to access the back farming land.
The home that has the U-shaped driveway above your client's home, right up there. Whose home is that?
I believe that's her parents.
Okay, so that's a family home. But then there is the home, your client's home right below that to the south. Is that part of the existing small parcel, or is that part of the 16 acres?
This home, the U-shaped driveway, is not part of this property. It runs,
the
it
home
cuts
where
off
your
here.
Clients live is part of the part of the larger parcel, correct?
No, the parcel is 16 acres in total.
So there's no home on the 16 acres?
Correct.
Okay, I misunderstood then. So there's, so it didn't seem like, it didn't seem like it was that on the map, and I know it may not be drawn to scale, but it seemed like the two houses staffed, is that?
So,
or do we have that understanding? The two houses are on the small parcel to the north, the existing legal parcel. The, and it could be wide enough, but the parcel to the south is that longer rectangle, not as wide. And that's separate owner anyway.
That's correct. The the land to the south is a separate owner.
Okay. So the parcel that they're talking about creating does not include where you see that address, is it 15 or 16, 640, 11, that's 11640 South Fowler?
I think the clarifying question is, are both of those houses, are both of those houses on the parcel, on?
Let's have, instead of speaking from there, would you mind coming up and we can ask directly, and then you'll be on the record too. And if you'd state your name, we can.
Okay, so my name's Rosemary Cordero, and I live at 11624 South Fowler Avenue.
Okay.
At when we first moved out to our property, we put a mobile home up at 11640 South Fowler before we built our house. And then we built our house, and now we've sold the mobile home. So there's nothing there except septic tank, pump, water pump. And so it looks like there's...
But is that at, are both of those
so the
properties
so
within?
Where we reside at, it's
could you use that the pointer and just sort of outline your parcel?
Okay.
That probably includes
I'm
where
bad
the mobile
at
home
maps.
Was.
Okay. What do I press? So this right here, this is where we live.
Okay.
And that was created in 1997. Okay. It's right there.
Okay. So how far down does your that one block
this
go?
Right here?
No, how far is down? It all one piece then?
So this is on 1.38 acres right here.
The where the
where
mobile
we live.
Home was, is that part of your home site?
Home site. So it's not part of this.
Okay.
This right here was part of this.
Okay.
So there's Perfect. No.
So we're,
there's no residence.
But there's no
on
residence
the 16
there.
Acres. Mm-hmm. Was the mobile home part of the 16 acres?
Yes.
Okay. So that clears it up for me. There's no residence on the 16 acres. There was a mobile home, and that's what you see. Where it says 11640 South Fowler, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you, Commissioner Wolf.
The house that you live in, why on our map is it not its own parcel? I don't understand it, and this might
I'm
be
not really sure why, but I know that it was it's separated because the bank wanted it separate when we built from the total. Lot there, and so I know that it's separate.
Where do you see that it's part of it?
It's not. It doesn't have anything.
It doesn't have its own parcel number.
It doesn't have its own parcel number.
But it's mm-hmm. well, the parcel to the north of that doesn't show a parcel number either.
No, but it's not owned by them.
No, but it's.
So we have a parcel number, and the reason I say that is because we pay taxes on that.
Okay. It's just not written on our little map. That's all it is.
So as far as staff is concerned, that is a separate parcel.
That's correct.
You have the same owner owning the vines, the 16, whatever it is, the 16 acres, and they live in that separate parcel.
On the one.
The parcel to the south of the property has nothing to do with this application. It's what's parcel one on exhibit six that they want to split off.
You can imagine the map in question. This was the original one. It's imagine it's being layered. So at one point in time, that was a parcel map was done in the past. The current parcel in question is this the one in the middle, parcel one, and the new one, parcel two. That's what we're looking at in question currently.
So it wasn't that the applicant here today was the one that created the two smaller parcels with the balance of the 16 acres, because we heard that the that was sold to them back in the 90s.
80s.
Or 80s.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the applicant wasn't the one that created all the parcels?
I don't believe so, but they currently own all the parcels.
That's right there.
Yeah. They own
two.
The two parcels.
Mrs. Cardero, did you guys split off that north piece where your house is, you built your house? Did you split that off, or was it the prior owner?
No, we split it off.
Okay, they're right here. They split it off. And when was that?
That was in, 1997.
So they did just create one. I was of the impression that two were created, but they split the one off. And the other was created before, Steph? Does that sound right? Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So the northwest corner of the original 20, that is where you live?
Yes.
Okay. And the mobile home site?
Was south of that.
Was
right
part of
right here.
Your parcel or part of the?
This is ours right now.
Right.
This is where the mobile home was.
Big parcel.
That's not there anymore.
Oh, the larger parcel.
Yes, this was all, I guess, like parcel two,
okay.
I guess you would call it.
But you own it all.
I own it all. We own it all.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go back to one speaker at a time.
Okay.
You could stay up there if you have more to add or if there are other questions. Now, you know, staff is recommending denial because some of the findings cannot be made. And partly because, as you can see there, it's they talk about unique circumstances, something physical with the property, something a substantial property right that others are enjoying in the area. And so that's what we have to approve this. We need to make those findings to show that it meets the requirements. So, and you have the staff report. They do say that finding 3 adverse effects on surrounding properties, or I think that's maybe, yeah, adverse effects. There won't be, well, you see it says yes, there are no adverse effects on surrounding neighborhood. But the other ones, they're having trouble making. And so we need to make those findings in order to approve this. Do you have anything to add on that?
Yes, to address the findings, so there's for finding 1, properties in the vicinity having the identical zoning classification, as we saw in the map, it previously did get approved to split off a piece of a 20-acre ag land into a small parcel. So in the area, there's similar smaller parcels. So I feel like finding 1 can be met. For finding 2, it's a variance is necessary for the provision and enjoyment in order to continue their farming. They would like to parcel out that 2 acre for their family member to have close by. My client has since retired about 6 weeks ago, and when we started this application last year, her idea to parcel out that portion of the land was to give to her daughter so that she could retire and her daughter could take over the farming land there. So in parceling off, she's preparing for retirement, but now is in retirement. So she would like to parcel that off to give that to her daughter so her daughter could come live close by and take care of the farming. So it is, we feel like finding 2 can be met or is met by preserving the enjoyment of the owner to continue to farm the land. And as for finding 4, we feel that it can be met because the general plan of the AE20 zoning will not change. We're not trying to park trucks on it or anything. The farming will still continue as done so for when she grew up on the land, when her parents owned the land, and now it will continue with her daughter coming and parceling out and living close by. Like I said, this will not create any hardship on the neighbors, won't create any hardship on the environment. It will just be a small portion of the 16 acres to be taken out for a home for her daughter, who will now be taking over the farming in her retirement and will be continued to work as ag land.
Okay. Any questions, Commissioner Wolf?
So if they didn't parcel it off, they can build the house without even asking. And so this is the question. There's no house there right now. And we parcel things off like this. If there's some kind of circumstance, like somebody's been there forever and they really want their home, but they don't want to farm the land behind it anymore. In this case, you're saying that they're going to hold on to the farm. The whole thing is going to be still in the family, is still going to be farmed by the family, and yet you're breaking it off. Mm-hmm. So that's a red flag for us that there's another something happening down the road, like you're going to sell the farm. So it makes it hard for us to do this because you can build the house anyway. You can actually build two houses anyway without even coming in here if you didn't parcel that middle section off, if the family is really going to hold on to that whole property. And we don't like to break up these farms. So it doesn't, it's not making a lot of sense to me why there's this ask when you can go ahead and build this house on the original 16 acres.
Yes, and if I may, it is actually my client's planning now going into retirement to step away from the farming and give this to her daughter. But in the case that farming is not something tanks, she wants to make sure that her daughter's assets is away from the farming. Farming is, and what I understood correctly from my clients, from my conversations with Kai, is what they've done. It's what her parents have done. It's what she's done. It's what her daughter has done. But in the future, going forward, she wants to make sure that her daughter is taken care of by the farm who they run, but parceling it out would be the best sense of security for her and her family in the future, so that it doesn't, she is stripped of her home as if the farm were to do away with at one point. So in essence, we're here because my client wants to split a portion of her land so that she could retire gracefully, knowing that her family member is inheriting that.
Commissioner Carver, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just am echoing Commissioner Wolf in understanding the desire, but this is one of those cases where the general plan has, you know, the 20 acres. It's been cut up to preserve someone's right to live there and stay on their land but sell the farmland. And so now we see over the decades it getting small, the farming land getting smaller and smaller, and the ability, if we were to find the findings today, then that takes a parcel that originally was 20 acres and could have two houses on it, will then be 14 acres of farmland that could have two houses and six. So potentially it could have eight houses on this 20 acres if this is made. So over the years, I would just say that's why the general plan is that this stay farming land. And I think you can put two houses, up to two houses, on the 16 acres without parceling it out. So it's hard to make findings one and two on this one particularly, because what it sounds like what the applicant is wanting to do can be accomplished with keeping this as one parcel.
Like I said, my clients would like to parcel her land away from the rest. So she wants to, you know, make sure that in the future, whatever she owns is hers, and in whatever comes next after, you know, after her is her daughter's and no one else's. So if the daughter is next of kin to take over the farming, then she wants to parcel out her land and so that it's a complete, a clear cut what is hers and what will be, you know, dealt with by her daughter going forward. That's the main reason why she wants to parcel and not just create another home on my client's land, if that answers.
Any other questions or comments?
Yes, Ken.
Yes, Commissioner Quist?
I think just to echo what potentially would happen should we go against staff is, again, we're creating some residential density here that isn't meant for AE20. That's my point of discussion and response, so.
So with that, the construction of a house still will have to go through the planning, and then all of the requirements for nitrogen analysis and so forth will be, implemented, and we would follow the rules for that. But I believe that the bigger picture here is that the majority of the land will still remain ag. Only 2 acres of it will be parceled out. And in those 2 acres, the next farmer will bury its roots there with the construction of a house.
Any other questions or comments? I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I'm not saying that if this were approved, then there's going to be two houses on your client's property, 2 houses on the parcel to the south that was created two houses on the remaining acreage. If it would be about 14 acres, and then 2 houses on your 2.5 acre parcel that you want to create. That's possible, but I'm not saying that that's, I know that's not your intent. But the when you look at the surrounding area, one is the substantial property right enjoyed by others in the area, the only example that I see is the one that was created from this original 20-acre parcel. Looks like a single family residence on Fowler and Rose, but other than that, you're not surrounded by a lot of 1 or 2 acre parcels.
It's actually 2 houses.
On that corner? Okay, well, we'll have you come up and you can explain a little bit more. But so right now I'm having trouble making the findings, but if there's no other questions of this speaker, thank you, and we'll go to the next speaker. And state your name again, if you would, for the record.
Rosemary Cordero. So just north of our parcel, that's where my parents live. And they just recently created a variance there because there's 2 houses. They're 90 years old right now, and they're having to do this variance that took about a year to get through from beginning to end, and it was finally approved. My situation, why I want this to be clear on parcels is because what if, when we're gone and now my daughter's there, whatever circumstances happen, situations or whatever, and she'll have to, maybe she will have to do something with the land. What's going to happen now if she's planning to stay there? She'll have to separate it, right? At that point, if she wanted to sell the property, I don't think she will, but are we prolonging this situation from happening? And now we'll be old and unable to, who knows, right? So my idea is to do it now while we're young, we're able to speak for her, we're able to convey to you what we would like to have happen. I don't really want 2 acres to be separated, but I think it's a county rule that it has to be 2 acres. I would prefer 1 acre and then save, agriculture land even more. But from what I understand, I don't have the ability to tell. I can tell you, but I think you have certain rules in place that can't be moved. And so that's another way to save an acre of agriculture. You know, I've lived out there since I was the age of three. I'm 66 now, retired from working 47 years in the medical field, and I'm ready to enjoy my golden years. But with golden years comes certain things that we can't do. That's just facing the facts, right? But I would, and that's why I want so much to have her there, but to do it in a way that's not going to impact the agricultural land very much that we have, but also to make it clear now instead of later. You know, my parents had to do that at age 90. It's a hard thing to go through. So I don't want to repeat that in our family. And my dad still farms. He has his 20 acres next to ours. He takes care of it all the way through. He wouldn't have it any other way. He gets, pleasure and enjoyment still in tractoring that land. And so I think once you're a farmer, you're a farmer. It's deep in your blood. And I would ask very much if you would approve this variance as you have approved their variance so that we can have it very simple life.
I'd like to ask staff, would a lot line adjustment be considered if maybe it's not something they would want, but would that have been an option? Because you already have a parcel that's less than 20 acres, you're not creating a new parcel, you might just, and this may be nothing that the applicant wants, but was that a possibility or consideration?
If you're talking about wanting to do a lot line adjustment.
To add to where their home is on that parcel to the north, if you extended, say, add another acre to their parcel, which would allow a second residence on that, you still have the balance of the vineyard, and you're not creating a new parcel.
As a mapping procedure, you can do that and not create another parcel. It won't create a separate parcel. It would be on the same. It would be the second one. So you would do a lot line adjustment and a DRA. However, when you have a substandard parcel, the 16 acres is a substandard parcel, and you do a lot line adjustment that reduces it, it still triggers a variance. While I don't think that's really necessary, to me it's a no harm, no foul, but that is a rule. So you would be back. Now, it'd be easier to make those findings, because these findings are really based upon personal circumstances. It has nothing to do with the lot, which is not appropriate.
Ms. Cordero, you understood what I was asking, or why was that something you would even consider? And I'm not saying it's something that would be approved, but did you ever think about that as an option?
I didn't know I had that option, but I think in thinking about it, I still would like it to make it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions of this speaker?
No. I'm just going to say something. Obviously, you're thinking about your daughter's future, and it's really nice that you're doing it. But we don't we're not breaking up land. We're not cookie cuttering up farmland. We're just not doing that in this area. And everybody out there would love to just break up their ag property that they're no longer really interested in farming into a bunch of houses, a bunch of lots.
Well, that's not my intention.
But there's no house here even. I mean, this is no special thing like your parents that are in their 90s. That's very special. And so it's different. We don't know what's going to happen next really with your daughter. We don't really know. you're going to have a parcel here sitting there, and what if she changes her mind and she doesn't want to live there? Then there's a parcel that you can sell to Joe down the street. And so we're not breaking things up just to have a housing development out there. And it doesn't stand out yet as special enough. And yet you can put houses there. You can put a house on your property, another one.
Like I said, I want to keep
you
it
don't
as
want
simple
to.
As
no,
possible.
No, I know. Well, this is making it, I know it's great that you're asking, but there's not enough of a reason except for a money grab.
Yeah.
It's just a money grab
well,
right now.
Well, it's too bad you're kind of like looking further into it. And
yeah.
I think what I'm trying to say is that I'm being very honest and simple. I don't have any, hidden issues or hidden agendas.
No, I can see what you would like. I can see that. And then you said that farming's once you're in it, you're in it for good. It's in your blood. Mm-hmm. But then why don't you put a house on this farm? Because it's in your blood.
I think I already said why.
Well, because it's not really in her blood or something. I'm just thinking that you're just breaking.
I'm going to have to face this down the road, even if I did build, which I know I can build a house
yeah.
on that property. I understand that. But it's, you also don't know the future. I don't know the future
oh, yeah,
of
exactly.
what can happen. And
exactly.
so I would love to just be very simple about this.
I think my comment is I understand from the family perspective why this would be the easiest and simplest way to go. I also, our role today is to look at the findings and say, can we make a case for these findings? Can we find the exception? And I think that's the problem we're finding today. According to the general plan, I can't find these findings today. Would the situation be different in 20 years? Possibly, but I can't pull that out. And so I think that's where it's a little bit stuck today. And I think that's where our questions come from, is to question into the situation to see how we can make the findings according, because that's what we have to go off. Like, we have to be able to make the findings. And so I appreciate your time today. And I do really appreciate and understand where your family's coming from. I think we're a little bit stuck with being able to make the findings today.
Anyone else to speak in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition? You're here in support?
Can I speak real quick?
Yes, certainly. Just state your name if you would.
My name is Juan Cordero.
The lights up,
I work with Cool Dip Shotta for 30 years at the Selma Post Office. I went there, Juan Cordero.
Mm-hmm. The owner.
I went there in 94 at the Selma Post Office. Cool Dip was already there. He's a little further from me on Floral and Chestnut. I'm on Floral and Fowler. He retired. I'm at the end of my career. I got one more year. So he knows who I am. And we've been neighbors for a while now. So we're not trying to pull a quick one on nobody. Jesus has blessed me for a lot of things, and that's the source of my life. And I'm not here to pull a quick one or lie to you or whatever, and that's where we stand. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Cordero. No, and I understand that. And, you know, I think I could even make finding number four. But I was having trouble with the first two findings
yeah.
as far as the property being unique or exceptional physical circumstances with regards to the property. But let me ask if there's anyone else here to speak in support. I don't see anyone else in the audience, but I do ask if there's anyone here in opposition. So if there's nothing else, I'm gonna close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion.
I'm not, I'll go through each finding. The one about that other properties have been approved, obviously we don't approve or not approve based on that reasoning, so I have a problem. I wasn't able to make that one. The part on number two about retirement, being the reason for being able to make the necessary for enjoyment of the substantial property right. I wasn't able to make because, you know, you could, there's other options with ag land. You can lease it out and things like that. And I get where they're coming from, and but I, for me as a planning commissioner, I just can't get there. I'm kind of with you on number four. I could probably go either way, but the one and two, I'm just not able to. So at this time, I just like to make a motion to go with staff's recommendation to deny the variance.
Okay, so staff's recommendation is to deny the variance, and the motion is to go along with staff. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion by Commissioner Arabian and the second by Commissioner Quist, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, this motion carries is final unless it's appealed to the Board of Supervisors, and you can check with staff on that if you so choose. Okay. So thank you very much. The last item on the agenda is information and discussion. Staff, you have anything to report on?
Nothing at this time. We did all speak in regards to the potential for being a November 30th meeting. That has not been decided as yet, but we'll let you know if that does get scheduled. And thank you for your consideration. Thank you.
We're adjourned. Thank you.